We say Merry Christmas, and we mean it. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
We are almost there. We are almost there. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So happy to have you with me today on the Monica J Show. It is Tuesday, and what a Tuesday it is. Where you're at, not quite sure, but where I'm at, blue sky and sunshine. Absolutely gorgeous outside. So why don't we get the conversation started today as we do live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada about, going back the other direction when it comes to development or anything like that in this area. You got to keep your eye on the ball, because when one thing is decided, they switch it up on you and go back the other direction. That's why you got to follow. You got to keep up. You got to keep on your eyes on what everybody's doing. So glad you're with me today. 884-9910. As usual, whatever you want to talk about. David, you want to blast me on the conversation we were having about disabilities yesterday? Please, 884-9910. Anytime. Also, like you did there, for everybody, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Hey, while we're at it, giving out all these numbers, log on to our website today and answer today's poll question. Yesterday's question was, should autistic children be allowed in mainstream classrooms? 66%, roughly, no. 33%, yes. Today's question, in light of everything that happened, as you even heard Armstrong and Getty going on, the shoot up at the Naval Air Station, the Navy, or not at the Naval Air Station, at the Navy shipyard. Should foreign military be allowed to train in the U.S.? Or is it better to take training to their country? I mean, even if it's for aviation or something like that, that's easy. Simulators are easily transported. So, yes or no? I mean, just because somebody joins the military, as we saw, well, I'm not going to say as we saw, as I saw the other day, just yesterday, another military, let's say, top secret clearance guy, just tons and tons and tons and tons of porn. So he's out. It happens. Check into a realistic world. That's what you do. Imagine that being in the party of realism, being realistic. Love military. Back them all the way. Same with law enforcement. Same with all first responders. But that doesn't mean that there are not criminals in these organizations. Not every cop's a hero. Not every military person is a hero. Not every firefighter is a hero. So don't be so shocked when things like this come out. But again, getting back to the point, should other countries have their military personnel training here in this country? It is easy for somebody to join the military not only in this country, but I'm sure in most countries, because they're looking for people to fight on the side of right, to easily say, yes, I'm all for this cause. I want to protect our country, blah, blah, blah. Get shipped off somewhere else and wreak havoc. In the name of, they were part of this nation's military. Hey, we'll name it like it is, the Saudis. They need to do a better check or something to their government. Because this seems to keep happening. When something is making news, Saudis seem to be behind it. Yet we're best friends. And we look out for each other. And their higher-ups coming for, oh, we 100% support the U.S. investigation into this and blah, blah, blah. So just as we get started today, again, if you haven't been on WashoWrap, WashoWrap.com, the Gateway Business Park, they appealed. And this time around, it was approved. The city council overturned the planning commission approval. And now the Reno City Council has approved it. There's some interesting discussion points, too. So please, log on, WashoWrap.com. Interesting concerns from the neighbors and what the council was discussing. Can't go over every topic point since the fact is it's your show. So let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Tyler wants to talk about the military. Thanks for calling the show today, Tyler. How are you?
Good. I don't really want to talk about it, but I trained in Pensacola right alongside foreign nationals, including Saudis. And back in those days, we were still friends with the Persians. That's Iran for your other listeners. And the people we got were always top-notch people. The Arabs sometimes didn't have the technical background that a lot of Americans had because, you know, it's funny how you don't you take a lot of the stuff we do for granted. You know, like young boys, they work on cars, you know, and they understand how electrical systems work and stuff like that. A lot of these Saudi guys would come over and they didn't have any mechanical background at all. And so they had to learn everything from square one. A lot of them were great students. That's how they got in the program. So they're very smart for I would say 100% of them were very smart people from their countries. And you are echoing something I've heard in some other quarters recently about, well, why don't we just send the trainers over there? Well, we miss out on a lot when we don't have foreign nationals come to our country. I used to be a liaison when I was on active duty with the Navy. This was after I was at Pensacola. And I was a liaison officer for South American Navy. So I got to, you know, give programs and tours here in the United States for people who are going to be flag officers, meaning admirals and generals, for their respective countries down in South America. And when we do that, we help, you know, promote the American way in the top leadership positions in countries all across America. Sometimes these countries are our allies, and sometimes they become our allies in the future. And as we've seen with Venezuela, some of those guys fall to the wayside. But I can speak firsthand that in Venezuela, for instance, we still have people in their military that our military officers can call on the phone and persuade them to help do something entirely different than what their government might want to do that would be against our interests. I'll give you a quick aside. After the Shah fell in Iran, we had a military confrontation with the government of Iran out in the what we used to call the Persian Gulf there. And because all of their pilots had trained in Pensacola with me and other guys that were out there, we could call them up on back channel radios and say, look, you know, fly inside this particular box we've drawn for you, and we won't have any more, you know, confrontations. And, you know, some guy comes up on the radio, and he's got a California English accent, and he goes, okay, no troubles. We'll follow that box. And it's not as, you know, sinister as what a lot of people in the media tend to paint these things. We have to be careful not to fall into a logical fallacy, and that's where people argue from the specific to the general. You know, I saw a man hit by lightning once, therefore, every time lightning strikes, a man is hit. This guy that attacked the people in Pensacola was an idiot from, you know, Saudi Arabia. We can't logically conclude that people, especially military officers from Saudi Arabia, are crazy Muslim extremists. That's not the case. That's never been the case, and it never will be the case. You know, I don't have any, you know, special political axe to grind to favor the Saudi Arabian government. I just know on a personal level, I've worked with those guys close at hand, and I've worked with a lot of people who are considered to be part of governments that are against our country now. And, you know, if you cut past the governmental part of it, there's a lot of good people out there that we have built relationships with through mm-hmm. these exchange programs. I was able to serve on an Indian naval ship, and I had to this day, I still have friends in India. And if things get kind of dicey between India and Pakistan, people like me can talk to the parties involved and help our State Department make a good decision. And people do that every single day. Now,
see, that's why I wanted to ask the question. I wanted to ask the question, Tyler, is because you have a different perspective. The question is just the question. It's not necessarily how I feel. It's to get the conversation started.
Yeah.
And I think you're 100% correct with having the people and why we want to maintain relationships, say, outside of those who are in charge. But from your point of view, then, how do we protect our bases internally?
Well, you have to have a quick reaction. This gets to what I was talking about with our own school board. I looked at the Pensacola system, and I said, okay, this is very similar to Parkland's system and also what we have here in Washoe County. I wrote to the board previously, and I said, you don't have coverage for the first critical, let's say, 90 seconds of an attack. You might have some security officer nearby, and he may or may not decide to walk in there, like Scott Israel from Parkland stood there with his head up as you know what, while the kids were being murdered. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can't rely on a single point of failure. That's something that they teach you in weapons tactics all the time. But what I was getting at is that the military schools, shore facilities, often do not have the same security posture as our ships. On a shipboard installation, they have a quick reaction force made up of people who work in that facility or on that ship. And we need to do that on our military facilities and at our government facilities too. And the way that I proposed it for the board was that you don't have random teachers get their concealed carry permit and then just say, have at it. You create a collateral duty, you know, just like some teachers also are coaches. You mm-hmm. can have certain, you know, let's say for a small school, you could have 6 people designated as collateral duty quick reaction team members, and they could be, you know, given training, they could be given drills on a regular basis, and they could be a quick reaction force where they could be on the scene of any gunshot within 30 seconds, and that's the gap we have right now. As if you go back and look at scenarios where shootings have occurred, the critical time is the first 90 seconds. And with the school system, I recommended that they put aside their usual political correctness nonsense for hiring and actually select, you know, big bruiser guys to be on these collateral duty jobs. So to make it clear, what I was proposing is that you would have six jobs at the school. They don't have to be teachers. They could be other people, janitors, you know, coaches, whatever, as long as they're full-time there. And you have these guys selected because, number one, they've got some operations backgrounds where they might have been on military police, special ops, or just, you know, security forces in the Navy and that sort of thing. And they could do their jobs for the school board at that school, just like a normal person would, but they would have the extra duty of being a responder, and they would have, you know, a weapon of a, I recommended 45s, or if the place had thin walls, you could have them equipped with, you know, small shotguns, so, or I should say short-barreled shotguns, to make it clear. But it's something that when I got feedback from the school board, was like, why are you arguing with us? Because they just don't want to do anything to close that security gap.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to find myself.
We have locations of having a false sense of security, like military bases. You know, it's a military base.
Point,
why would you go shoot something up there? So we have that false sense.
Well, in the case of the Pensacola shooter, that guy was obviously an outlier, you know, as far as, you know, you're not going to find a lot of people in the Saudi military who want to go shoot Americans. But some of these Muslim extremists, they've been fed a steady diet that America is evil. And I'm on their side on that. America is evil right now. I mean, look at the stuff that our government endorses. We don't tell people to go to church. We don't have prayer in schools. We tell people that, you know, men and women aren't really the same as, or, I mean, that marriage isn't any more valid than a man and a man being married. That's crap. There's a lot of things that America is doing right now that is evil, not to mention some of the actions our government has taken in some of the other countries around the world. A lot of Americans don't know that our government overthrew the legitimately elected president of Iran and installed the Shah of Iran. A lot of Americans don't know that we installed or overthrew the Allende government down there in Chile. So, I mean, the CIA used to get around quite
history,
a bit.
History is not taught.
Well, and the key point is that when these Muslim extremists, they think they are morally justified in killing Americans because they're taught that America is Satan's agent on earth here. And by closing down exposure to these various people from those countries, you know, using that one isolated incident as the, you know, the one Saudi crazy guy in Pensacola, that's not good logic. A better approach is to say, okay, Saudi, your screening process failed, fix it. And then we'll look at your guys a lot more carefully. And then on the tertiary thing is, like I was proposing, move that quick reaction force or quick reaction team idea over to the shore facilities as well, so that you have some armed people right on site and you don't have to rely on local police or local base police, for that matter, because they're not going to show up in time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was astonished with the school board that the response I got was, stop talking to us. You know, don't. I got a note from Kelly Scott, who's supposed to be my rep on the board, and his first paragraph was, you shouldn't be talking to President Holland of the board. You should be talking to me. Well, I sent the note to all of them at the same time. And it just turned out she was the first one that answered, so that's who I interacted with. But her position was just, you know, like, we're going to maintain the status quo, which basically leaves that 90-second or one-and-a-half-minute gap uncovered. And what it means is that somebody can walk into any of our Washoe schools and kill people, and they're not going to have anybody there to stop them. And this is fairly common knowledge.
Well, what it also means is we need to take better interest and more interest in the elections of school board members, attorneys, judges, the ones that people never thought about before. They go for the big ones. They go for the assembly.
Yeah.
They go for the Senate. And that's just, We can't have that anymore. But Tyler, would you like to go see actually No Safe Spaces?
What is that, a movie or something?
Yeah, it's a movie that Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager just put out about universities being a safe space, shutting down real conversations and things like that.
Monica, I've lived that movie. I'm an adult student that has gone back over to the University of Nevada, and I've called you previously. I was trying to start the Young Americans for Freedom over there, and the lady that's in charge of the student groups, I won't mention her name, she sent homosexuals and people from the far left wing over to disrupt our recruitment, and even had people come over and spit at and, you know, try to get us into fights. And I'm still trying to address that with the university. And you, of course, saw what happened over at TPUSA over at the campus. They sent a guy, and it was the same woman. She's still holding the position of the director of the Associated Students over there. And she's a Mexican La Raza activist. She should have been fired, but, you know, it's so hard to fire a university employee. But that's what's going on our campus. I'm familiar with the Adam Carolla movie. I've watched snippets of it on YouTube, and I recommend people do it that way if they can't get out there to the theaters. What theater is it going to be playing at?
It's going to be at the Century Theater. I have to take a break. Stay on the line if you would like to go see it, because I have a pair of tickets for you for calling in and having such a great conversation today. Also, if you would like to call, first caller at 884-8000, if you would like to go see the new movie that is, well, we have until Wednesday. Call 884-8000, and we'll get your information. And stick around. Dan, I'm going to have you just move our spots if we can, and we'll go directly into a Fox News break because I went so long there. But I was not going to cut Tyler off. So we'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we leave Dan the man to fix my issues.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam, 4 Big Maturs, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT. Are you crying?
Yes, I am crying. Had to bring you back with a little bit of humor there after that nice long break. Sorry about that, but I just didn't want to let Tyler go. That was such a good and thoughtful conversation, and that's what it's all about. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local. And that is what we need to do. We need to talk. 884-9910. And very interesting comments from David today, as I received it this morning. David, you know, please call in. The poll questions that we have are conversation starters. They're not necessarily the way I feel, or I'm just putting things off of the top of my head to get other people to think and share your opinions. So David is not happy with the conversation yesterday on children with disabilities, which I agree with a lot of the things that he wrote to me. Can't read the email because it is really long, but I disagree with you on a couple of things, David. So if you want to call in and have a conversation about it, please, by all means. 884-9910, just like Tyler did when we were talking about the military. And today's poll question, it's easy. What do you think? Should military personnel from outside of the country be able to train here, or do we take our training to them? Tyler brought up some great points that, yeah, we learn from them, bringing them here as well, and we build relationships. Kind of actually goes to the question yesterday about children with autism being in the classrooms. You learn things by being around other people. People with issues or talents that you may not have. That's how we learn. We learn communication skills. And as David put it, we learn a little kindness as well. So let's go back to the emails. Just got one as Tyler and I were talking in the last segment. Why is it that we Americans seem to have the answers and the solutions? You know, that is a good question. That is because your average person who has experience in the problems that we are going through do not run for office. And that is a big problem. People have a tendency to get into politics for not so great reasons. And that's why I urge you to pay attention to what is going on between now and the end of March. Because your filing period to run for office is actually, I believe it's the 13th through the 27th, but I don't have my calendar in front of me. But people are going to start saying that they are running. They are going to start announcing their campaigns within the next few weeks here, definitely after the start of January. And there are political reasons that you do that because, you know, you have to do all your financial things and then the media picks up on that you're running because they're constantly searching. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Find people who will break that status quo and start listening to others. Not be like the school board, as Tyler and I were talking, that are pretty much shut down to parents and individuals' opinions. Private group on Facebook, WSCD, WCSD, short for Washoe County School District, rants and raves. Parents, teachers, it's a closed group, so it's a safe space. Let's go back to the safe spaces. Safe Spaces is now playing here in Northern Nevada at one theater. Because it is a documentary, a lot of theaters don't pick it up. But I'm extremely happy to be able to give tickets away to this movie. Because it is something that everybody should see. Check out the trailers, too, because you learn a lot even just from the trailers. It's about censorship. It's about the loss of free speech, not only at colleges and universities, but social media as well. And Kevin, thank you for the call. So here you go. It is playing at one theater, and that is the Riverside Theater here in Reno, Century Riverside 12, 11 North Sierra Street. And so far, it is only running today and tomorrow because they haven't put out their schedule for Thursday into next week. So we won't know until tomorrow how long they're going to run this movie. So I urge you to go see it now. And just so you know, 11, 140, 410, 650, and 925. Those are your show times. Take family, take friends, take strangers to see this movie because I think it is one of the most important movies of 2019 going into 2020. And how those who are supposedly smarter than us and more educated, how they're educating the next generation. And is it a sad state of affairs? So, we're going to take it a step further and we're going to give away tickets. I've got two pairs of tickets every half hour. And Craig back at the office just had a stroke. I have a pair of tickets every half hour. Sorry about that. Pair of tickets every half hour for people to win. So be listening for your chance. Oh, hell, we'll give that chance away right now. 884-8000. It's different from the talk line. 884-8000. If you want to see No Safe Spaces, caller number one right now. And it feels like there are no safe spaces. You have to take that as semantics. Just because there is a sign outside of a school, outside of a theater, wherever they want to put it, special events, that says gun-free zone, that doesn't mean it's a safe space. If anything, it means it's a soft target. Do you expect everybody to have emergency plans in place wherever you go? People should. Organizations, companies. It's just the world we live in today. But that doesn't necessarily happen. A firearm in your possession, a lot safer than dispatch on the phone. Law-abiding people are being stripped of their Second Amendment rights. And boy, there's a fight going on right now in Virginia that you need to watch. I know that's not local, but it will be very shortly. We've already seen it with our elected governor and the red flag laws that he's throwing out there. That's just the start of the picture, because he's being financed by the same person who financed the Democrat takeover of the state of Virginia. A once completely red state. But since Michael Bloomberg seems to have billions of dollars to just throw at his causes, Virginia is now a totally blue state. And patriots and Americans there are in for the fight of their lives, because they have already put bills into their legislature for gun confiscation. And I'm not just talking about guns that people consider. There is no such thing as an assault rifle. Just because you put the word assault in front of something doesn't make it so. It's a rifle. It doesn't make it any more dangerous than walking up to somebody and stabbing them. Read the legislation. It's not just rifles that they are going after. They are going after pistols as well. All forms of firearms as just the start. And they're just going to keep whittling it away. Bloomberg is financing that, and he's financing the things that are going on here in Nevada as well. I hope you're prepared. because I see a lot of action that's going to get ugly. And I hope you're prepared. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Whatever you would like to talk about, Monty, I hope you call back. I saw you wanted to talk about firearms. So we're going to take a quick break and get back to more of your phone calls at 884-9910. Don't let your opportunity go by without saying what you actually think and feel. It's your chance on The Monica Jay Show.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr.
Okay,
Grinch.
So I'm a little prickly. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this beautiful Tuesday. Lots of blue sky out there. And we wake up in a good mood and see what's going on around us. People finally putting out some films like No Safe Spaces. We've got great callers that call in with thoughtful ideas. And still, are the elected representatives listening? What do we do? It is a mess in the Senate because they are getting ready. They're getting geared up. We have FISA abuse. We have abuse of power. We have abuse of our time with these impeachment hearings. Now, after all of this, after Schiff saying that he has hard proof, after bringing in all these witnesses that have never once spoken to the president, after you've heard other governments officials coming forward and saying, there was no quid pro quo, there was no bribery, there was no holding up funding for anything that wasn't normal. After the millions of dollars and not getting anything done, now they're considering censuring the president. Personally, I don't care what they do. Just do it. Just get on with it. And get back to work. I'm not going to speak for you, but I'll speak for myself. I am sick of this. I'm sick of watching the impeachment hearings that are going nowhere. It's just a joke. It's a farce. Pick an adjective, whatever you want to say. It's an embarrassment. And not necessarily to you and me. It's an embarrassment to see what the rest of the world is thinking about what we're going through right now. Well, so much for democracy. Going after an elected president. I don't care if he didn't get the popular vote. He got the Electoral College. He got the electoral votes. He is the duly elected president. And from day one, they were planning to impeach him. And as you listen to some of the congressmen that are out there right now, they can do it multiple times and they can continue to do it. I honestly don't know how people can call themselves Democrats and not either be thoroughly embarrassed or switch parties for the abuses that have been going on a daily basis. Your tax dollars. Nadler, Schiff, Pelosi. It is crazy stupid. And these people know that they're not going to win, but what do? They just keep doing it. 884-9910. Whatever you want to talk about today, Bruce, call back after the break. I appreciate it. 884-9910. Stick around with us as we roll over into the next hour because we've got more things to talk about. Do you want to talk about impeachment? Or the possible censure? Hearsay. People's opinions. Like I said, FISA abuse. Tapping Americans. It blows the mind. You should be scared. Because if this can happen to the most powerful people in this country, including the President of the United States, what do you think that they're going to do to you? And not think twice. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.